Hello. So a very nice conversation with Leo the Lion's daughter, Nomalini. Leo Nomalini's daughter. What a great football name that is, isn't it? Leo Nomalini.
Have you gone around and looked at some of these old photos that are on the wall?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the one that jumps out is the first win. San Francisco's first win. That was a favorite. We'll put that up in our locker room, in our player lounge.
Learned about Leo.
Was having a nice visit and met her family, some folks in Chicago, and one of the gentlemen pointed out that he appreciated all my efforts in Chicago. And I said, thanks a lot. I don't hear that very often.
Jed said yesterday that you guys have tabled contract talks until the end of the season. Why is that the right thing to do?
Isn't it refreshing? It has to be refreshing for you, refreshing for everybody in our building, refreshing for our fan base, that the concentration will be on the 2014 season, and our goals as a football team and achieving those goals. And that's the 49er way that I subscribe to. As I've stated on the record these past months, this past week, that all focus is on the 2014 season and achieving our goals. Now the organization and I are in lockstep that all energy, all focus is on achieving our goals.
I guess also said that you expressed to him you didn't want to go over the contract to set a precedent since you have 2 years.
Correct. Yeah, that's another thing that I'm on the record for, and expressed that last summer. When we talked about, I was presented with a new contract, and just my feelings. It's just a principle, just a value that. I believe that the leader of the team, if you're running in for a contract extension every couple of years, then has a tendency to send everybody else running for the water cooler. All focus is on the 2014 season and accomplishing our goals. And, I understand your speculation. I think you can afford to get out in front of your headlights more than we can that are in this trying to accomplish our goals. So, our energy, our focus is on the 2014 season. I think it's very refreshing.
Michael Crabtree going to be practicing today?
Not today. No, he's working through something. No, probably a week, maybe 2 weeks. Same for Brandon Lloyd. Minor. No. We're going to go through every body part to you. Did you get the right one?
I think those are the only two that people are most concerned about. So.
Yeah, not foot, not Achilles.
Just preseason training camp precaution, basically.
No, he's got something he's working through, and going to get it. Going to get it 100%. Soon. Marcus Martin participated in individual drills yesterday. He'll do that again today, and he's progressing. By the time he's back in full form, will be soon, today, tomorrow, soon.
That delayed start for him in the camp, what does that put him behind in terms of catching up with Kilgore?
Well, he put in a lot of good work since the time he was drafted, and with the OTAs and the mini camps, he's been outstanding in the meetings. Sat in a meeting area yesterday where he's making calls and understanding. So it's a little later start than he would have liked, but he'll be back in there soon. It'll be his responsibility to get caught up.
Vernon Davis didn't participate much during team drills yesterday. Why was that?
Yeah, I saw something there, and wanted to be make sure we were on the safe side, talk to him. He wasn't loosening up quite the way I would have liked to have seen. So just on the cautious side.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from Phil Dawson and Andy
about kicking up every other day? Talked to Phil about it, and he's encouraged. He feels like it's going to be a great place to kick, and it's part of the process. We got to get used to it. We got to get used to the new stadium, the wind, the grass, everything. Make it mark our territory as soon as we possibly can, and get used to it as much as we possibly can before we play our first game there.
How that wind is going to play? I mean, you've been on that practice field for 3 years, but do you have an idea how it's going to play in there as far as for the kickers, for the quarterbacks?
Well, they're talking about it. They're looking. They're trying to get keys. Where the flags blow. Getting a reference point and then find out what it's doing on the field. Is it exactly the same as what the flag is? Sometimes it's opposite. Sometimes it swirls. So that's part of the process of getting used to it.
Something that a quarterback needs to kind of keep an eye on as well?
Yeah. We're pretty used to it. Our practice fields face the same way as the stadium field does, and we practice at all different times to try to get, mainly it's been to get the feel of playing at all different times, East Coast games, Thursday night games, Sunday games, Monday night games, et cetera. So, but I think that's part of it. We're the same type of elements in terms of grass and wind that the quarterbacks will experience on our practice field is the same as the stadium. Now, the thing to be different is there's a big stadium around, big scoreboards and stanzas, et cetera, and to see how the wind affects that will be very interesting.
First sporting event is tomorrow night. Any chance you're going to take
it? Yeah, possibly. We kind of talking to my wife about that. It's my fault. She pointed out I haven't been communicating with her very well. I need to do better with that. So that was one of the things on the agenda. Where we're gonna go to the soccer game, or may have Coach Adolph is in town, so we may have him over to dinner to see the kids tomorrow evening. And so I gotta get that nailed down. But I have I've been remiss. I gotta do a better job communicating. Yes. Same as most stadiums go north and south. There's been times where we've, in the off season, rotated it just to get wear different grass patterns, so we have good field surface for the entire season. But yeah, you like to get a football field facing north and south. Most stadiums in the NFL and in the United States and the world. Face north and south, that I'm aware of. And there may be a few exceptions.
What do you see from Eric Reed this camp?
A good trivia question.
What have you seen from Eric Reed this camp, and what goals or growth in this game would you like to see in year two?
Well, he's very, very, very good, very confident, but not cocky. Striving to get better every single day. And had the same discussion with Antoine Bethea today. I mean, that's his mindset, Is, he said it, better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. I said, God, let me give you a hug. Let me give you a big hug for that. And that's where that's where Eric is as well. So the good thing is he's doing everything for the second time. Everything that he did last year, he did for the first time, uncharted waters. Now he's everything that he does, he's doing it for the second time, and it's been my experience that's when a player makes his greatest leap, his most growth in his entire career is going from the rookie year to the second year. That's my experience from coaching college football, player going from the freshman year to the sophomore year. That that 12 months, that 9 months that they have between the ending of the freshman year to the beginning of the sophomore year, that's when they can make their greatest leap in their entire career. Good, Chuck Jacobs. You know, there's several guys that are they're competing there. The you know, the C.J. Spillman. There's a long group of guys that do extremely well at that position and are fighting for it because they know if they can, that's the way to contribute. You know, you make the special teams better. You're a core player on the special teams. You may or may not be a starter, but if you can contribute as a core special teams player, then you have a chance to at least be a backup player and hone your skills and become better as a player and then elevate to a starter. But it gives you that chance. It gives you that chance to make the team and contribute to the success. So all those positions are hotly contested. Daryl Morris, yep, another one. Kasim Osgood, they're all fighting for those jobs, and you know, they like their jobs, and then vice versa. You know, young football player, rookie football player, somebody trying to make the team. David Reed, they got to go take another man's job away from them, and that's powerful motivation. And then you have the player that really likes that job, and these guys do. They really like their jobs. And they want to keep them. They don't want anybody else to have that job. So it's an iron sharpening an iron. It's constantly pushing each other higher, and it bodes well for our football team that we have quality players for those positions as well.
The decision to sign Alphonso Smith was related to what he'd done on special teams with the Cardinals.
It's definitely a consideration. No question about it. As you know, Anthony Dixon was a fabulous special teams player for us, and that there's an old saying in football: the more you can do, the harder it is for the team to let you go. So the guys are aware of that.
Couple more special teams.
He does. Blake's doing a great job, and we know what's inside him. We know what he's capable of doing on the football field, and he's got the license and ability to compete for a spot as well. And as you can see, you start talking a lot of names here, and I made the comment a week or two ago that very pleased with the way this roster is assembled, and it bodes well for us. We have good football players.
Due to an injury?
Yeah, Nick, same kind of thing, felt something, and he talked to him yesterday. He felt like he was going to see how it was today and felt like he could give it a go, but if not, he'll be back within a day or two. So good. As you can imagine, I keep an eye on that position. The same when I look at 44 and I look at 48. I'm really proud to report that they're both doing a heck of a good job. I knew it was set out to be some time, and he gives some time to quiet down. There's it's a disc issue. Dr. Harbaugh is not as expert in his injury, but wait and see. No, same as the last time we talked.
Is there gonna be a point where you say, he's not gonna be able to play in the preseason?
Well, I mean, thought thought I'd said it, you know, as clearly as I possibly could last week at some point. I can't remember the day, but you know, there's a percentage that it needs to get better, you know, and he's working very hard toward that, and we're gonna do the best for him, you know. But you know, Marcus is gonna be part of this team, some form or fashion. I mean, he's I know what he's got inside him, and I know what he's capable of doing on the football field, and we all do. And we'll continue to do what's best for him, and ultimately that'll be what's best for the program.
Last one, guys.
Coach
Glenn Dorsey, just another year in the system, playing no sacks for a second time. What strides have you seen from him? And
did you know it was his birthday today? Is that why you asked? Happy birthday, Glenn.
Yeah, I mean, the defense line don't get all the pubs, but just seeing a guy going after it again for a second time, what are your thoughts on his growth in this system?
It's been A++. I mean, what a great thing having him last year and fit in so seamlessly with that group of talented defensive linemen. Was a great contributor, a starter for us, known friend and trusted agent. And, you know, I just thank him for being good. You know, thank him for being who he is and how he goes about his job. You know, he's a team guy all the way.
All right, switch up the schedule today. Practice schedule.
In what regard?
You go at 5.
5 o'clock. Yeah, it's like I mentioned earlier. Like to have the practice times at different times. There'll be a time where we play a 5 o'clock game here. You know, there's times we'll play a 1 o'clock game here. There's times we'll play a 10 a.m. game here because we're playing a 1 o'clock game back in the East Coast. There's times that there's night games. Play an 8:30 game back in somewhere on a Monday night. That's 5 o'clock here. So try to mix it around and feel like the guys will be practiced and prepared at any time, anywhere that they have to play.
Going to kick a field goal today?
Am I going to kick a field goal?
I think it was at this practice a couple of years ago you had an attempt.
Oh, you're thinking that we're going to have the mock game situation?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to have that.
Never again.
I don't know if that was a mock situation. That was it was a fake field goal. The kicker wasn't on the field, so I ran in and slipped. Had the tennis shoes on. That won't happen. If it does happen, you know, the cleats will be on. But, no, I had a thought. You know, it's interesting. One other thing just to point out. You all know Matt Griner, the phenomenal groundskeeper for the San Francisco 49ers. When you get a chance, take a look at the goalposts, the new goalposts that have been erected. They're the goalposts with the 5 feet higher uprights. That was delivered in boxes with no directions. And screws and bolts that did not fit the holes. So after about 10 hours of work, Matt Griner and three other guys, they got it done. They got it up and they accomplished the mission. And you'll see it, the beautiful field goal goalposts that are now out there. One more thing you might want to check out if you get there early. Never seen this before. Jewel Hampton kicked a 50-yard field goal yesterday as a straight toe kicker without a blocked toe either, just his normal running cleats. Never seen somebody do that other than a kicker. So might have a chance to check that out. This reminded me when you said something about the field goal.
Jim, do you have any feelings about the fact that a soccer team is going to be the first game and not your team? Part of you wish that you guys were the ones to christen the field?
No, not at all. Been, we know the fellows over there pretty well with the soccer team and know how important this game is to them. They're playing a rival and be great to get things kick started. You know, let the games begin. All right.
Stadium, East West.
Is it? You just Googled that?
No, I was just thinking.
No,
because you played in that night.
Yeah. I think it's north south. I mean. Oh, and I think it might be east-west, thinking about where it's. I'm just trying to think where the ocean is. All right.
I think we're good.